Well, it's wonderful to see such a good crowd come out for this community gathering of repentance, reformation, and revival. And we give a very warm welcome to those who are gathering in the church. A very warm welcome also to those who are listening in by radio on WFUR. And so thankful for our relationship with WFUR that we are able to broadcast this community gathering for prayer, this important juncture in the life of the nation. I do want to say that this is the first sponsored event of the Upper Room, a fellowship of Reform ministers here in Grand Rapids, which meets on the third Tuesday of each month here in the upstairs lounge at Seventh Reformed Church. But we do want to give our thanks to the Consistory of Seventh Reformed Church for allowing us to come this evening and for hosting this important event. We also want to thank Little Farms Orthodox Presbyterian Church and Heritage Reformed Church for financial support of this event. And we want to give praise to God for the freedoms that we have to gather together and to seek His face tonight. This is the great need of the hour, and this is why we are here and why the concentration tonight is upon hearing God's word and seeking His face. Thank you very much for coming, and let us seek God's face together.
Also want to thank the brothers who have volunteered to come and to be a part of this service as well. It is indeed a great encouragement that these men are willing to do so. I know their schedules are busy as well with their own individual church events and goings on, but what a blessing that you men gave your time this evening as well, and we thank you in advance for that. Let us begin by turning to number 37, if you would please, number 37. As we come to the Lord, we are reminded of the fact that He indeed is the one who is our refuge and our strength, that He alone is our ever-present aid.